Does the amount of debt in your business keep you up at night? I get it.
It might feel really overwhelming, but it's reported that over 70% of businesses in the United States have outstanding debt. It's okay, but let's figure out how to get you out of it. The Rise Out of Debt Masterclass that I am teaching will be your lifeline. It's a free masterclass where you'll discover proven strategies to help you pay off debt and transform your inventory-based business into a profit powerhouse. This is your chance. Don't let debt hold you back any longer. All you have to do is head to www.boutiquetrainingacademy.com/rise to sign up for Rise Out of Debt. I can't wait to see you at this masterclass where I will show you how to have a debt-free boutique. See you there.
It feels really early to be talking about Black Friday, but it's not.
Welcome to the Boost Your Boutique podcast. I'm your host, Emily Benson, corporate merchant turned boutique owner turned consultant. I want you to start, grow, and scale your boutique business right here with me. If you're ready to master your mindset, margins, and marketing, you're in the right place.
Can you believe we are halfway to Black Friday? Yeah, we're halfway. Crazy, right? Black Friday is in about 6 months. And I want to talk to you right now about the big picture stuff you need to be thinking about, you need to be working on. And I think you're going to be really surprised by a couple of them. So stay tuned. If we haven't met yet, hi, I'm Emily Benson. I am a retail consultant for boutique owners, product sellers, and really anyone that owns inventory and wants to make a lot of money off of it. My clients have gone from making very little per month or really not even having a product-based business to going on to having $10, $15 million plus businesses a year. So stay tuned because these are the things I am talking about with them right now, and I want to let you in on some of the secrets. Okay, so first up, if you are listening to this in real time, we're about in May, early June, right? Like I said, we're about 6 months out from Black Friday. You've got to stop buying summer stuff. I know. It sounds insane. Why would I buy? It's barely summer. It was warm 2 days last week, Emily. I'm in Minnesota. I know. Here's the thing. If you continue to buy summer styles right now, that means you're going to get them in mid-June onto the floor, right? They have to ship to you. They have to price them. You have to see them. All that's to market up. By the time they get on the floor, you're going to have a very short window to sell them, okay? I don't care where you live in the U.S. The big thing is right around that July 4th mark is when we stop thinking about summer. I know. You're like, Emily, but it's the start of summer. It's like when we're partying. I get it. In retail, it's the end of summer. Like, it's dead after that. We don't sell many shorts. We don't sell many tanks. Now, if you are in a tourist location, maybe it's a little different for you. But I want to tell you, it's still going to slow down. It's generally going to slow down on the summer stuff. People already bought the things that they want to wear for summer. So start to taper down and start to mark down some of those items so you can be out of them and start to really think about back to school around July and August. The other thing we have to address with summer, and this happens all the time, we always say the J months are bad. Okay, that includes June and July. And I'm here to tell you, they're not bad. Just like January is not bad. If you've been with me forever, you know I talk about this constantly. January is not bad. What happens specifically in June and July, okay, right now, is our average retail price dips. Think about it. In the fall, we're selling sweaters and long sleeves and these big chunky things and pants and lots of fabric, okay? Come summer, in the States, in North America, on our side of the world, it gets hot. Less fabric, lower prices, okay? So naturally, our sales are gonna come down unless we increase the volume, right? So our total number of sales we're making, those dollars, they will dip because the average retail of a tank top is much less than that of a long sleeve sweater, right? You can see where I'm going with this. So the biggest thing to do right now is protect your revenue. Understand how your average retail is going to shift over the summer months and make up for it by selling more units. You've got to start putting effort into increasing your unit volume, okay? That is a big thing for summer. I bet you have questions about this. I know you're like, wait, Emily, I have a different situation. Tell me what that is. Tell me in the comments below. Send me a message. I want to hear what you're going through so we can talk about it and I can help you. I think everyone should have a successful retail business, and you're included in that. Okay, let's talk about what does that prep look like for the end of the year. I know, again, it feels really early to be talking about Black Friday, but it's not. Why? Well, a couple things. Number one, we have sales data from spring, from summer, from already like 5 to 6 months of this year, we already have that sales data. That should be what we're basing our fall on. What are the buys we're going to have in fall? What are the promotions we're going to do in fall? What are the parties we're going to host in fall? They should come directly from what's worked in the spring. This is not hard, you guys. We don't have to reinvent the wheel every month, every week, every launch. Do what works and do more of it, okay? The constant testing of all this stuff, you're going to find the things that hit, whether it's a style, whether it's a party, like I said, and that's what you're going to go into fall knowing. So you'll say, okay, we did a great party in May. We did mystery bags. We did this. We did that. We marketed this way. We're going to duplicate that, but we're going to call it a fall party. Done. Okay. Now, are you going to make the same amount of money? Hopefully that's the goal, right? We're trying to create businesses with consistent revenue. So our consistent actions, analyzing our sales and then making those replicatable in other seasons or in other ways, that's a huge piece of having consistent income for your boutique business. Now, based on what we learned, okay, so we're learning from what we did, mistakes, good things, all of it is good, okay? It's all information that we're gonna use. Next step is to plan out our markets. When are you gonna go buy? When are you going to shop for fall? You need to start booking stuff now, right? We have Dallas market coming up in June. We have lots of shows in Vegas coming in August, off-price, ASD Market Week, Magic in Las Vegas. We also have a really great, if you're in the Atlanta area, I highly recommend going to the Gift and Jewelry Show that they have at Atlanta Market in July. It's a huge show. They have a lot of cash and carry. That's a great place to maybe pick up some things also for Black Friday sales, for special things that you're going to do in the fall. And once August is over, we really don't see a lot of shows until October, November time period. And that's going to be a lot of immediates for holiday and a lot of spring pieces. So you're going to want to figure out, how are you going to buy fall? Where are you going to buy fall? You're going to do it all online? Or are you going to make the effort to go to a show, go to a market, go somewhere to look and touch and feel? Even if you head to LA and go to the Garment District, go to the Fashion District in downtown LA, it's a great place for you to go and start to buy and explore and find new vendors. Okay, so we're talking about Black Friday. How are we leading up? We have 6 months to go. It's gonna fly. Trust me, it's gonna fly. We're gonna be there so quickly. So the other thing we wanna start doing is really thinking about what Black Friday means to us. How are we going to address what did we do anything last year? What should we do again for this year? Can we find sale items this summer from vendors that we know we could hold on to for that time period? This is a great time to start looking for those deals and steals. If you want to know more about Black Friday, if this is your first Black Friday coming up, or if you, you know, maybe didn't have a guide for last year and you want more of a plan, I do have a Black Friday masterclass that I sell on my website. We'll put the link here. We'll put the link all over the place and in the notes down below, but it's a really awesome class. I've taught it for 5 years now, and it's kind of always the same. Black Friday strategy is really important. Small Business Saturday to follow up. In that masterclass, it's a very affordable class, and it can make you a lot of money. A lot of what I'm talking about here, I go through in mega, mega detail in that masterclass. So I'm going to give you the links if you want to grab it. It's an easy purchase and easy to start reviewing now so that you're prepped when I start really talking about Black Friday in August and September. So I hope we got you kind of starting to think about what the big picture for the next 6 months looks like. You're starting to gear up for that Black Friday. If you want to know more, if you want to talk more about Black Friday, watch this video right here and I'll give you more information just again as an overview. Maybe it's too soon, but this will help. See you on the next one. Are you tired of your retail business barely breaking even? Imagine transforming your product-based business into a profit powerhouse with my newest program, Profit Power Tools. My step-by-step, template-driven system will immediately find more profit in your current business so that you can pay down debt, be confident in your cash flow, and pay yourself a salary. With detailed training, plug-and-play templates, and fill-in-the-blank spreadsheets, dealing with your finances has never been so simple. Think about it. No more stressing over numbers. just clear, actionable steps to ensure every dollar works for you. You'll learn the exact strategies to pay for your inventory, cover your salary, and generate consistent cash flow. Plus, my mindset tools will absolutely rewrite your money habits, giving you the confidence to finally see a positive bank balance. One of our clients, Rhonda, said, "I added $70,000 in net profit in just 12 months with the tools from this program. It has completely changed my business. Stop avoiding dealing with the numbers. Let me help." Profit Power Tools is a gentle deep dive into a personalized plan to make your business more profitable in 6 months or your money back. Visit boutiquetrainingacademy.com/power-tools to learn more about the program and sign up today. We'll put the link in the show notes too. Can't wait to see you inside the program.